when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
What's up, guys? I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, a warning for Disney Plus password sharers. But first, Virgin Galactic is set to launch its first space tourism flight today, Thursday, with actual paying guests.
This is a major milestone that could mark the beginning of a whole new style of tourism, albeit one reserved pretty much exclusively for the super rich. You're looking at tickets of around £200,000 or even more for a flight on this space trip, for a journey that only lasts about 90 minutes.
Our tech journalist Simon Hunt says it's a huge moment for the space tourism industry. Among the three people who'll be astronauts for the day is retired Olympian, 80-year-old Brit John Goodwin. He's been waiting for this day since 2005, when he paid $250,000 for his place on the flight. The former Olympic slalom canoeist will become the second person with Parkinson's disease to go to space, and said he wanted to prove that his condition doesn't define him. Also on board will be mother and daughter duo, 46-year-old Keisha Shahaf and 18-year-old Anna Mayers from Antigua and Barbuda, who won their seats on board the flight in a competition. Simon told us, despite the astronomic ticket prices, there are plenty of people out there who can afford a trip on a Virgin Galactic flight.
The average Joe isn't going to be able to take us up, but it might be something that billionaires become interested in. Don't forget, there are thousands of billionaires in the world, and so there might still be a long queue of people who want to have a go at spaceflight over the coming months.
It's set to launch at 3:30 p.m. UK time and will carry out a 90-second climb at close to 4,000 kilometres an hour, travelling to an altitude of 279,000 feet before coming back to Earth. Just months after Drake hit out against AI-generated music when his voice was cloned for a song, it looks like his worst fear may be becoming a reality. According to the Financial Times, Google and Universal are apparently negotiating a deal over an AI-generated music tool that would officially license artists' voices and melodies for tracks made using the tech. They're apparently working out a deal so that artists and copyright holders can make money from legitimate fan-made AI songs. But not all artists feel the same about it. Musician Grimes recently let fans use an AI system trained on her voice to create their own music. And Sir Paul McCartney set to release the last Beatles song featuring an AI-enhanced version of late bandmate John Lennon's voice. Now, some concerning news for Disney Plus subscribers. It looks like Disney might be the next company to carry out a password-sharing crackdown, following in the footsteps of Netflix. In a recent business meeting, CEO Bob Iger revealed the company is actively exploring ways to address account sharing. And it looks like changes could be coming up sooner rather than later. Iger added that Disney will begin to update subscriber agreements with additional terms and their sharing policies later this year. Fossil evidence picked up on Mars by NASA's Curiosity rover suggests the planet could once have had Earth-like seasons, which could have supported life. Researchers say 3 billion years ago, wet and dry seasons would have provided ideal conditions for the formation of complex ancient organic compounds, effectively precursors to life. Experts say the red planet may have had a thick atmosphere all those years ago, which it lost over time, transforming the climate from one that might have supported life into the dry and frozen environments of today. The UK's technology secretary says the government does believe in encryption, as criticism of the online safety bill continues. The key point of contention is over plans to give regulator Ofcom greater powers to monitor private information that was previously encrypted. Encryption means no one but the sender and receiver of a message can read it, and the tech is used by the likes of messaging apps Signal and WhatsApp, who've both said they'd consider leaving the UK if measures to access encrypted messages are approved. Tech Secretary Michelle Donlan said technology is in development to enable you to have encryption, as well as to be able to access particular information on things like child abuse and sexual exploitation. Coming up, why dust could be a big issue for the International Space Station, and the AI recipe bot cooking up a storm. Make sure you're up to date with the latest tech and science news. Give us a follow during the break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Researchers are warning the International Space Station may be too dusty. UK and US researchers found concentrations of organic contaminants in the ISS's dust often exceeded the average amount found in homes and other buildings here on Earth across the US and Western Europe. They analysed samples from the air filters on board and found materials used in building and window sealant, stain removers, furniture fabrics, and electronic equipment. It's thought those dust particles were brought on board by astronauts, cameras, music players, tablets, and clothing. Professor Stuart Harrod, who worked on the study, said the findings could guide the design of future space stations, with several hoping to launch by 2030. And finally, a supermarket AI meal planner app being used in New Zealand has been suggesting some controversial recipes, including one that would create chlorine gas. The Savy Mealbots app, developed by supermarket chain Pack and Save, was designed to help customers through the cost of living crisis by creating recipes based on their leftovers. It initially drew attention on social media for some peculiar recipes, including an Oreo vegetable stir fry. However, when customers got creative with the ingredients and started adding in non-edible household items, it produced a recipe it dubbed Aromatic Water Mix, which would create chlorine gas. The bots described it as the perfect non-alcoholic beverage to quench your thirst and refresh your senses. In response, the supermarket said it would keep fine-tuning our controls of the bot to ensure it was safe and useful. You're up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock and search for the Leader podcast for the latest news from the Evening Standard. We're back tomorrow afternoon at 1. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.